My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's joined us on a number of occasions as we've gone through this economic and debt ceiling debate, and he joins us now to offer his thoughts on the latest developments in all of this. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Always good to talk to you, Greg. Thank you.
Want to get your reaction to the thoughts and ideas from both sides of the aisle here. First of all, here's one of the comments President Obama made last night in his address to the nation.
Most Americans, regardless of political party, don't understand how we can ask a senior citizen to pay more for her Medicare before we ask a corporate jet owner or the oil companies to give up tax breaks that other companies don't get. How can we ask a student to pay more for college before we ask hedge fund managers to stop paying taxes at a lower rate than their secretaries?
It's all part, sir, of what he calls the balanced approach. That's a phrase he used many times. Your thoughts on his claim that the wealthier need to pay a larger chunk of our effort to dig out of this financial hole?
I think first you have to give him kudos, just incredible adoration for being able to say those things with a straight face. That is just unbelievable, fantastic. Most people couldn't say those knowing they weren't true and still be that straight face. Because the fact is, whether they're showing grandma going over a cliff or whatever, they know they cut Medicare, put it into law, cut it $500 billion, and then appoint a guy that is known for wanting to ration care. It's unbelievable that he would throw those things like that out there. And then also, Greg, since 2007, this president has increased spending over $1 trillion a year. We were doing okay in 2007 before Chicken Little Geithner went running around saying the financial sky was falling. And now they're saying, gee, we've increased spending $1 trillion, but we just can't find anywhere to cut. That is outrageous. And the truth is, the seniors don't have to worry. The Social Security is paid separately. It's a separate item. There's trust fund, treasury notes that can be sold as they were in 85 and 1996. They're going to get their checks. So it's just outrageous, the fear-mongering that a presidential statesman is supposed to be or is supposed to avoid, and yet he's out there doing it.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, there's also been some developments on your side of the aisle here because last night in his brief response to the president, the Speaker John Boehner not only reminded America that the House is the only one to actually pass a plan, which happened last week with cut, cap, and balance. He said there's a new plan, which he also said would pass the House this week. But as it turns out, the conference is in a little bit of rebellion over this. Eric Cantor apparently telling your conference to stop the whining and vote to support the speaker because it's better than default and it's better than what Harry Reid is putting forth in the Senate. But I know the Republican Study Committee, the coalition of House conservatives, is balking at this. Where do you come down and why?
Well, I want to support our strategy and our conference, but the trouble is we did pass a bill, and it would solve all of the problems. It's not as good as I wanted. I didn't want to raise the debt ceiling 2.4 trillion, but it assured before it's raised, there has to be a balanced budget amendment passed. This bill that our speaker came out with says, hey, we've got the balanced budget amendment requirement in there, but it's a requirement only that the House and Senate vote on it. Well, Reid's already showed he's got 51 votes to vote it down when it comes to the floor. They did that by tabling it last week, so that doesn't mean anything. It's not going to pass. They just agreed to bring it up on a vote. Also, we were told that, gee, that involves $29 billion in cuts to spending. Greg, we promised America in our pledge we would cut at least $100 billion the first year. We got into the majority in January, and first thing, we start telling people, well, gee, we don't have a full year. Well, you didn't know that when you pledged it back in the fall? Well, give us a pass. Well, American people gave us a pass, said, okay, we'll let you cut at $61 billion. Then our speaker said it was $39 billion, and then it turns out it may have been $350 million is all, and then recently we've been told that it may actually add spending. So then when we were told yesterday this new bill only cuts $29 billion, and then we find out, well, gee, that's really only $7 billion off of current spending. That's what I heard today. This isn't good. I mean, we borrow $4 billion dollars a day. So a $7 billion cut doesn't even take out two out of 365 days of debt that we're incurring. We can do better than that. Also, you know, if the cuts don't occur in the first year, two at the most, they're not going to happen. So anyway, there's just all kinds of problems. We're assured no tax hikes are in the bill, yet we appoint a 12-member committee, and the admission is from our leadership that, well, yeah, the 12-member committee could actually recommend tax hikes. That is true. Well, then you're back to tax hikes again, coming from the committee you voted to set up. So there's a number of problems, the Senate has yet to pass anything. If they would just pass anything, then we could say, well, let's go to conference then. We had cut out the balance, and you had somehow, so we'll have a conference committee and work out a compromise. We'll get this done. They won't vote on anything down there. They won't pass anything, at least.
So where do you see this heading over the next week and change?
I'm hoping that the president is going to show the statesmanlike qualities he did before he was elected, and so that we can come together and work this out. You know, a vast majority of American people would like to see a balanced budget amendment and some control on spending. We ought to be able to do that. And that is such a game changer. Once we require that with a cap on spending, that then we raise the debt ceiling. Otherwise, there's just not enough reason to raise the debt ceiling. $7 billion in cuts certainly isn't. And so we just have to start living within our means. And it means that even though Obama calls Wall Street the fat cats, he knows they contributed to him 4-1 over McCain. He knows they're his friends. I think Goldman Sachs, we're going to have to cut off their spigot a little bit. And there are lots of, he's got over $100 billion left from TARP in assets. He's got over $100 billion left from the Porculus bill he passed right after he came in. There's all kinds of money out there. He's going to have to stop spending on his acorn-type folks, and let's start spending it where it should be spent to help the country move forward.
Well, Congressman, a lot of different elements out there, but as you mentioned before, only one's been approved so far and one's only actually been written down
so
far.
That's exactly right.
We'll see where it goes over the next few days, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.